Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 50 is the new 20, and if you were born in 1975 or 1976, before you get your hopes up on that and feeling all vigorous and vital, we're talking about money. 50 quid feeling like 20 quid when you go to do your grocery shopping, and that's the way it feels for a lot of households. And official figures show today that prices for consumer goods and services in Ireland are estimated to have increased by just over 3% in the last year, but it feels higher than the official numbers suggest. And why is that? Well, for more, I'm joined by Emma Howard, economics lecturer at Technical University of Dublin. Emma, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin.
We've all felt this lately. You put a few items that happened to me yesterday in a large, well-known discount multiple, put enough for two dinners and a couple of other bits and pieces in the basket. The bill is 63 quid and I didn't think it'd be anywhere near that. So is it understandable why people feel that they're only getting really for 50 quid what they used to get for 20?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've all experienced what you did yesterday, in that you buy a small basket of goods and it seems to cost a lot more than you were expecting. And I mean, part of that is because the cost of food has increased. And you mentioned the headline figures of the overall increase in the price level in the economy this year. But what we've seen is that the price of food since 2021 has increased by almost 30%. So where we've seen general inflation has been high and it's coming down now, and food has been a big part of that. So, you know, we've seen this cost of food increase. However, in most cases, wages haven't kept in line with that increase in food prices. So although the last kind of year and a half, we have had real wage growth in the economy. In other words, on average, people's wages have increased more than the price levels have increased. Because we've had that kind of cumulative inflation over the last number of years, particularly around food and energy, our wages aren't, so we don't have the same purchasing power. Our 20 euro doesn't buy what it used to in the supermarkets.
And Irish tastes and the commodities that suit Irish tastes seem to be particularly hammered.
Yes, and that's the key thing here. Like, if you look at what that inflation is measuring, it's measuring a basket of goods that a typical household in Ireland buys. And that basket is tailored, as you say, to Irish tastes and preferences. And there has been variation. So, you know, unfortunately, almost all of the products in those baskets have gone up and some have declined. But the ones that have gone up the most are some of those items that we buy most frequently. So if you look at, for example, milk and butter, coffee, chocolate, a lot of those have gone up by 20% or more. And the price of beef has increased by nearly 30%.
I mean, the standard spag bol, chili con carne, shepherd's pie, the kind of staple in that, or, you know, the treat of steak maybe, or some kind of a roast once a week, that's just hammering people at the moment.
Yeah, so that's, and you know, those people who are buying those products are going to feel it more. And because those are products that we might buy very frequently, so, you know, we might go in and buy, say, a pint of milk maybe a couple of times a week, or, you know, as you say, we might buy that beef, you know, once a week for a Sunday dinner. And that's something you're going to feel because you're seeing that price increase all the time. But of course, there's, you know, there are differences across consumers. So, you know, if you're in a vegetarian household, for example, or a vegan household even, there are other goods like cereals, like olive oil, and potatoes recently have fallen in price. So not everyone is facing that same price increase, and it's going to vary across consumers.
Okay, and where people are seeing the increases, and I know, you know, there are complex issues there, but in the goods that you've mentioned, particularly for Irish tastes, why are those particular products rising the way they're rising?
Yeah, I mean, there's different contributing factors to some of them. I mean, there is an issue with climate change and an increased frequency of extreme weather events that is impacting on crops. And we see this, you know, in terms of the price of chocolate and coffee. That is, you know, that inflation is being seen right across global markets. And that's down to the lower yield in crops because of these extreme weather events. You know, when we look at the beef price here, again, that's down to a reduction in the supply of beef across the EU in particular. Part of that is down to policy changes. So, you know, the reduction of herds to reduce carbon emissions. And that is increasing the cost of beef for export. And of course, that higher export price of beef is driving up the domestic price of beef.
Right.
So there's those kind of factors that are affecting everybody. And actually, if you look at what's happened, if you look at the inflation of grocery prices in the EU versus in Ireland, actually, even though, you know, it feels like we've had big increase in prices, our inflation in the price of groceries has been lower than the EU average over the last number of years.
Okay.
So we're not worse impacted than others. Yeah.
You won't be shocked to hear that listeners are getting in touch on this. Somebody texting and say they bought a tin of own brand chopped tomatoes yesterday. They cost €1. They were 35 cent 3 months ago, although I've kind of seen variation in some large supermarkets seem to have a higher bottom line price for things like chopped tomatoes and passata than other large supermarkets. Somebody else saying they were in a supermarket last week and bought poo bags for their dog. I think it's for the dog. I hope it is. For €1.09 for months, they said they were €3.25, over 300% increase. Well, 2 cents short of that. I think it's a hidden item and they have doubled or trebled in price. What about the term frequency bias that would be familiar to you, Emma, but not as familiar to our listeners? Give us a 30 seconds on what that is and why it's a factor.
Yes. So this is kind of the difference between our perceptions of what's happening to the price level and what's actually happening to the price level. And what we see is those items we buy the most frequently, they're the most salient and they're the ones that kind of feed into our perception of what's happening to the cost of living overall. So, you know, those goods that we buy frequently, we see and we notice those price increases and we think about that cost of living increasing substantially. Whereas those things that we buy less frequently, so, you know, you might have paid for your car insurance or your motor tax 6 months ago or 8 months ago, and you can't really remember whether it went up or went down when you're only buying it once a year. So we're impacted much more by things that we buy frequently, like groceries going up, in terms of how we perceive inflation. And we saw this when we look at, you know, we did have when the Russian invasion of Ukraine was what it started off this kind of big spike in inflation. And since then, what we've seen is from that peak level of inflation in 2022, we've had the overall price level in Ireland has decreased since then, but people's inflation gap, what they think is happening to the cost of living where compared to what's actually happening, has actually widened since then. So we're getting worse at estimating how much the cost of living has increased on average as that cost of living has come down.
Okay. Emma Howard, economics lecturer at Technical University Dublin. Thanks for talking to us on that. I suspect not for the last time.
Indeed.